Hey, welcome everybody to the Rock Life Podcast. How is everyone doing? We pray that you are well. We are so excited about today's episode. We are going to get into kicking off a year, talking vision, talking about increase in your life, in your family, in your home. And what does the Bible say? And what are we doing here at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center in 2026? Welcome, Pastor Dan.
Hey, everybody. Good to be with you all today. Glad to have you joining us on this podcast. I'm excited about it. And I just want to point out, I'm wearing a t-shirt. You're wearing two collared shirts.
Yeah, and this is like a lined...
Are you hot? No? You're feeling good right now?
I feel nice and cozy. I feel cozy.
It was hot outside when I had stepped out. I was wearing a jacket, and I decided to ditch that because, man, Southern California is coming back with a vengeance.
Well, you know, my office is either blazing hot or ice cold, so sometimes it takes me longer to thaw. So if I'd been sitting in my office this morning...
Gotcha.
And chilling, so then that way I'm
literally
just thawing right now. Yeah,
yes, literally chilling, not chilling.
I was in the back of the fridge, right?
Yes.
So there's, our office is uniquely set up, right?
Yeah, man. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I used to have the corner office.
Yeah,
I remember that. And
that one gets the hottest.
Pastor Teresa has it now. I'm sure she loves the fact that it's really warm in there.
But that one bakes.
Oh, man.
Like all the time.
Yeah. And you know, I've made mention I'd rather be hot than cold, and so that was good for me, but it was also terrible because you know, at home you can just wear a you know t-shirt
shorts, but
shorts, whatever. You can't do that at the office.
No, not at
so
the office.
Yeah, you're dressed up more, but I am actually wearing the shirt of the year. We just launched these this weekend, made for more on the front, and then you got the prayer of Jabez.
Yeah.
I don't know if our viewers can see that on the back. Maybe this
a paraphrase, which I was trying to
paraphrase prayer of
our
Jabez.
Typo, and I think maybe some of it came because of the paraphrase.
Oh.
Which
Chronicles.
Yeah, I think it's one of them.
One of the Chronicles. Well, and one of our resident theologians said, well, actually, the book was just one book
there
at first.
Go.
So it's okay to just say Chronicles. But I mean, in the reference, when you get into Second Chronicles, could be.
Which we did look it up, and
it
wasn't
first.
Anything crazy. Yeah. Right? So we were.
Well, First Chronicles is.
Yeah.
Correct.
No, but we looked up.
Oh, Second Chronicles chapter number 9?
To make sure that it was. Because, I was talking to Pastor Brian.
The prayer of Jabez.
It wasn't the prayer of
Jabez.
But it wasn't anything like, you know, what do we say? It's like, it could have said anything. It's Chronicles. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the history. As you're going through the histories there, it could have been.
Yeah, like some king killed someone or, you know. Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
They set up an idol in the temple, right?
Yeah. Build an Asherah pole, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
But anyway.
Those crazy kings.
Welcome. Pastor Dan, we're at the beginning of the year. And like we talked about last year, we're in a fast as a church. Mm-hmm. And we obviously have invited all of our viewers to take part of a fast for various reasons.
Yeah.
But specifically, we're excited just to let you know, stay tuned, because next week we'll be joined by Pastor Jessica.
Ooh.
But we're going to do a two-part episode,
two-parter
conversation regarding vision, regarding our kind of the word of the year as we've explained it here at the Rock Church. We have the word of the year, and we really own that, not just as a church, but we invite our church community, our church family to own that word and pray it in about what that looks like in their lives and in their homes.
Mm.
And so if you could just kind of break down what that word is, I mentioned it at the top of the episode, increase.
Increase.
So it's not a secret anymore. I know Pastor Jessica was mentioning, like, biting her tongue all last week.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
On the episode, but now the cat is out of the bag.
Kind of funny. She just did the women's ministry volunteer, like, rally day thing. They had all the ladies come for, you know, I think like 4 hours or something in the afternoon on Saturday. And Sunday hadn't come yet, but we preached this Saturday, and she's like, how do I, like, cast vision for the women's ministry without, like, letting the cat out of the bag? I'm like, go ahead and let that cat out. You know, like, it's
they've
time.
They've been there,
You know, a lot of these ladies went to Saturday, and then, you know, they're going to hear it on Sunday anyways. Mm-hmm. But that's the neat thing about being a volunteer.
Yeah,
Get some inside information. Yeah. You get it before everyone else
exclusive
gets it.
Exclusive info.
Ooh, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
We love that.
Get lit in. So, anyways, she's been doing that.
Cool.
I mean, but she was racking her brains. How do I do this? How do I cast vision without giving the vision, you know, and incorporating what the women's ministry is doing into it? But she, you know, obviously, once I said, hey, go ahead, pressure was off. She was ready to go. When Pastor Jess and I, we mentioned this in the message, and if you haven't heard the message, I would encourage you, go online, if you've got the app, it's an easy way to get it, is just go to Weekend Messages and get a hold of that 2026 for vision increase. And we got that really because we set aside some time to pray, and the Lord led us to the prayer of Jabez. Mm-hmm. And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and we find out that he called on God and asked God for a blessing, asked God for increase, asked God to keep him from evil so that he might not cause pain.
Right.
And pain was his name. And maybe he says, even though that's my name, I don't want to be what my name is.
Yeah.
I want to be a blessing, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that's where, when we take a look at the year, we just felt like God settled into us that, yeah, this year is going to be that year. I'm going to bless you. You're going to increase. And you're going to be a blessing to others. Yeah. And The Rock's always been that. I mean, you look at our outreach ministries, just looking at the 2025 video, how much money we gave to LA Fire Relief, to missions worldwide, helping out widows in other parts of the planet, flood victims in two different parts of the planet.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of crazy to think about, two different continents. Mm-hmm. And just to see all the good works that God brought through this church, you know, the Loving My City event. And I mean, we didn't even scratch the surface of convalescent hospitals and prisons and, you know, the outreaches, rocking the streets, all the things that this church does.
Yeah.
Not to mention benevolence and taking care of people in our area. You know, we mentioned over 7 million pounds of food going out of this place last year.
Right.
It's interesting to note we reduced the number of times that we did food distribution from 2 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that mainly because of the school.
Yeah.
It was cumbersome to try and have food distribution at the same time that we have a school on property, just for safety reasons, things like that. People wandering the campus, you know, you just want to keep our kids safe.
Yeah.
And so having a closed campus helps with that. And so so we reduced it and we moved the date. But I think the number of people who are receiving, even though the number of pounds can go up or down, the number of people, it did initially decrease, but it's slowly crept up. And with 1 day a week, we're doing pretty much the same as we were doing before with two.
That's wild.
So this church has always been a church that's been blessed and has been a blessing and has given to others. But I believe God wants to do some unique things this year and expand that.
Yeah.
I believe that God has something that he wants to give us new places to go and new things to do. You know, we're praying. We're fasting, we're seeking the Lord, like we've been talking about in previous podcasts and in the church services, and just trying to figure out, okay, God, you know, here's everything. And I keep saying this to our staff. You've heard this several times. Everything's on the table right now. Everything. I don't, you know, like if God wants to change the name, if God wants to stop a ministry, if God wants to start a ministry, everything's on the table right now. If God wants us to, you know, plant churches, which we're going to plant one in Los Angeles, but hey, what if there's more?
Right.
What if there's multiple? What if there's, hey, God, everything's on the table. Whatever you want, God, we want what you want.
Mm-hmm.
We want it the way that you want it. And so we're seeking the Lord for his direction and his wisdom. Even, you know, I know we've enjoyed RockCon the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's on the table. It, God, if you want us to do it, great, we'll do it. If you don't want us to do it, we won't do it, you know? What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
It's not set in stone just because we had fun and we liked it and we did it. You know, what is it, Lord, that you want to do? Where do you want to focus our attention?
Yeah.
And so we're just being completely open-handed, open-hearted, and just keeping an open mind to everything that God has for us and trying to see the vision that he has for the year ahead.
Well, I just want to pause right there because that's a model for us in our lives. You know, I think we can individually in our homes, in our lives, I mean, maybe you have family and children at home and you're thinking about you're leading your family, or maybe you're single.
Mm.
Regardless, there are habits and repetitions and things we just do just because we do them.
That's how we do it.
And I think that style should be something that we model, that the church is modeling, and we take into our lives. Hey, do I go here just because I've done it? Do I take this vacation at this date just because I've done it? Because maybe I could do this or not do that. And whether it's in our budgets, our health, everything should be on the table.
Absolutely.
And really not just for the table's sake, but what you said was to be led by the Lord, because we're asking God, God, what do you want me to do with this? I know I've done this out of tradition. I know I've done this because, hey, it's worked in the past. It
works.
But will it work in the future? Or just because something, you know, the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But what if it's not broken, but it could be more efficient?
Well, maybe, I don't know if you've heard this. I think it was Aristotle or one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Someone can correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. But they said the good is the enemy of the best.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard that. Or an iteration of that.
Right, yeah. And so that's where they say excellence is not a, I forget what they said. Well, I forget the rest of the quote.
Yeah.
Again, you can quote it in the comments. But the point is that sometimes there may be good things in our life that are not the best things for us.
That's good.
Or that aren't the God things, right? There can be things that the world calls good or we would say is good where God says, I have something so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the God thing for us. You know, it may not be harming us.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be sin,
mm-hmm.
you know, that sort of thing. But it just may not be the best thing that God has for us. And that's where when we have that open heart, have everything on the table and say, God, this is all yours. Yeah. However you want to order it. I'm just a steward of my own life even, you know, because my life isn't even my own. I've been bought.
Right.
I'm a slave.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
good.
You know, the one thing, and again, this is quoting someone else. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this time. But the one thing that a slave can expect of their master is to know their will.
Mm. That's good. That's good.
If the master beats the slave because they didn't do what he wanted, but he never gave them instructions, then the master's unjust.
Yes.
But if the master gives instructions to the slave,
then
that's the one right that the slave has, right?
Yeah.
And so as a slave of Christ, right, and this is biblical terminology.
Yes, right.
That I can know my master's will. God, what do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's personally where we can go to when seeking God for vision, seeking God over a year, fasting and praying, God, what do you want for me this year? What does that look like?
I love it.
Right? Give me a picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where vision comes from. It's from the Lord.
It creates for very exciting times in our lives and in the life of our church and our church family because, man, we're expectant. There's not the reliance on us, our systems, our programming. The reliance is wholly and fully on the master.
On the master,
And so, again, I know I paused there, but I think some of that practical stuff, like, okay, the church, they're like, no, it's for our lives. And we talked about last week how kind of owning the vision of the house, we bring it into our homes.
Mm-hmm.
So continue, Pastor Dan. I know we were talking about getting that vision. Everything's on the table. Now what does it look like? You know, we have this increase.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, as we've looked at, especially biblically, when we look at the prayer of Jabez, there was a process he was going through.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there were some things in his life that were, I don't know, weighing on him, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love the fact that he starts the prayer with the word, oh.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
That's not a word, that's an expression.
Yeah.
That's like a cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a man who all of his life had been called pain, but it says that he called on the God of Israel. And that's significant because this is the God of the one who was a prince with God that had wrestled with God and had overcome. If you think about it, Jacob was renamed Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jacob was renamed Israel is because he wrestled with God.
Yeah.
And that's a picture of prayer, really, is wrestling with God. Sometimes when you're seeking the Lord, when you're desiring something from God, right? Why was Jacob wrestling with God?
Yeah. You got to bless me. I'm holding on.
Right?
You better bless me.
That's why he was wrestling with God. Because, again, here's another man that all of his life was hindered from birth.
Yes.
Because he was the supplanter. He was the one that was holding on to that ankle from the time he was born.
Right.
He wanted the blessing of God. He wanted, but he was passed up for the birthright because he didn't come out of the womb first.
Right. Yeah.
And so that meant that he couldn't get the blessing. But he so desired it. And this is why I believe that God says, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.
Mm-hmm.
Because Esau, the Bible says, despised his birthright, selling it for a bowl of lentils.
Yeah.
I don't even like lentil soup.
Right.
I'll eat it. It's healthy for you. And,
that's
you know,
good.
There's times where I've ate it, it tasted okay. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you're that starved.
Yeah.
That a bowl of soup is more important than your birthright in the family. Sold it to Jacob, right?
Yeah.
And then with the blessing, obviously, mama got involved in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Rebecca, here she comes. She's, all right,
this
your brother's
you
out
up.
Hunting.
Yeah.
It's time. Yeah, put on the goat skins, put on your brother's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaac, it's kind of crazy because when you read it, he's like, the voice is Jacob's, but, you know, it feels like Esau and smells. And so he makes him the food. Mama helped again.
Yeah.
Made up some good food, brought it to dad.
Yeah.
And Isaac, when he brings him clothes, he smells the clothes. And everything is saying Esau to him, but the blessing comes out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells Esau later, I gave him everything.
Right.
He's going to rule over you.
Yeah.
And Jacob is now in a position that he knows his brother wants to kill him and has to flee for his life.
Yeah.
And then, my goodness, this guy, he reaps where he's sown because his uncle gives him the wrong woman on his wedding night. I mean, how would you like to
No, for sure. Wake up to the. That wasn't the one I was.
Yeah. For those of you that like, you know, videos and little reels and things like that, there's a guy that goes to our church, Trey. He's Trey Sangs with a Z.
Yeah, that's
at
his
the
handle.
End. And he did a whole series about this. Hilarious. This guy's so funny. So shout out to Trey. Yeah. And if you find him online, like and subscribe, all that good stuff to Trey. But he did a whole. Because, I mean, think about it. Yeah. Here you are on your wedding night, mm-hmm. right? And it's dark in the tent. You don't know who it is. Yeah. You wake up the next morning and.
Yeah.
<That's>, you know?
That's not who I thought.
Nuts, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and of course, mm-hmm. the Laban, his uncle, has an ex. Oh, well, it's in our culture, right? Yeah. We don't marry the second. You can get the other one if you wait, you know, a couple weeks here, but you got to work 7 more years.
Yeah, the trickery, the same.
Oh,
you re-put
man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the supplanter, the deceiver, is now being deceived.
Yeah.
And so he works all this time. His wages are changed 10 mm-hmm. times.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. he says if I go after this flock, I'm not going to take any of the solid color ones, mm-hmm. so speckled and striped, right, and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, there's this whole thing. Finally, he's fleeing to get out from underneath this oppressive leader and this weight, and they make a covenant. And then this guy knows he's going back to see his brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's going back to the promised land, and the angels of God meet him, and then he sends everyone across the river. And now he's alone. And I think that's where, when we come to a point in our year like January, and we're looking ahead at the year, and there's been all this weight, all these things that have happened to us in the past, this past year, 2025, in many ways was a tough year.
Yeah.
Even though, like, when I looked at our year in review video, it was a great year mm-hmm. in the midst of all the things that happened. But my goodness, fires, mm-hmm. you look at that. There's floods.
Right.
You take a look at the deaths. I mean, so many deaths in our church. Crazy, right? Crazy number of funerals. And close mm-hmm. tragedies that are taking place. Health challenges that are taking place. Then you've got things like Charlie Kirk mm-hmm. being assassinated. You've got ICE raids, and people are protesting, and there's unrest politically. Mm-hmm. Things that are going on. Then globally, right? Here we are, and we're bombing nuclear facilities in Iran.
Yeah.
Jerusalem and Israel, mm-hmm. right? They're at war. Yeah. There's tumultuous times on the earth. And in the midst of all this, as a Christian, it's hard to say, okay, how am I supposed to view all this? And you've got all these weights and all these things, plus personal things, right? Bosses on your back on the job. Trouble in the marriage. Kids aren't acting the way that they mm-hmm. should. Mm-hmm. You're single and you don't want to be.
Right.
And nothing seems to be working. Right. I mean, there's numerous things that we encounter and that we deal with on a personal level, not to mention all the global stuff that I talked about, right?
Yeah.
And at some point, it's almost like we get fatigued mm-hmm. in our emotions, in our compassion. And that's where, in this time when we're fasting, it's almost like we're sending everything across and we're saying, hey, God, I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quiet. God,
I
need a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I believe Jacob was, that he said, I need this blessing. And he started to wrestle with God.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let him go until he blessed him, even though God wounded him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He walked away with a limp.
Yeah. Right.
Right. But God wounded him and he still wouldn't let it go. I think it's like Job when he says, though you slay me, I will hope.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's a desperation.
Oh, man. I'm not getting off God. I'm not going to let up. And I think that was the O that came out of Jabez was like, you know, here's everything inside of me, a lifetime of pain and being called pain and being reminded of what I did to my mom. I wasn't even responsible for that. I just came out. I had no part to play in that.
Yeah.
Maybe he just had a big head or he's a big baby, right? And mom just said pain.
Yeah, right.
All his life, he's reminded of it. And finally, he came to a point, and it says he was more honorable, and he called on the God of Israel, mm-hmm. the one who wrestled with God and prevailed and became the prince.
Yeah.
And now he calls on that God.
Yeah.
That has the power to bless me. He says, that you would bless me indeed.
Well, I can't help but wonder, what if they knew something, Jacob and Jabez knew something that maybe we've forgotten because it's been perverted? I heard something recently in regards to, it was in stewardship, but I think it equates here. There's a difference between motivation and expectation. In this case, the expectation is that you would bless me. The motivation is not bless me, God,
right.
And we've because it's been perverted. Blessings, you want blessings
right.
as your motivation for something, for you to be blessed. But what if Jacob, and I believe for sure Jacob, and Jabez knew that a blessing had nothing, or it was more than just for them. Jacob knew the way that it was. He's the his God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and me
now.
And I know the promise and the weight and the burden of what it takes. Now, fast forward to all of us. We're not Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, but we are children of God.
That's right.
So there is a burden on us as believers, and not a, a weighty burden, but hey, we're called to be blessed.
Yes.
Not for our own motivation, so I can be blessed, my bank account and my looks and my this and my that, but so that I might be a blessing to others.
Interesting parallel.
Yes.
Is that, you know, you mentioned we're not Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. We're the children of God. Mm-hmm. And by faith,
right,
the Bible does record that we're children of Abraham.
That's right. We are.
And with
that's why we call him Father.
There it goes. But with that blessing, right, mm-hmm. what was the blessing that came upon Abraham?
Yeah. That your children would outnumber this.
Blessing, I will bless you.
Yeah.
Right? And multiplying, I will multiply you. There was something that was Abraham's calling.
Yeah.
To be a blessing to the nations.
Yes.
And God said that he could trust Abraham because he knew that he would train his children after him.
Right.
And really, that's the whole story of Israel. The reason why God raised up Israel as a nation as the apple of his eyes was because they were called to be a nation, a holy nation. Mm-hmm. And they were called to be a priestly nation.
Yeah.
To stand in the gap and represent God to man and man to God. We now partake of that same calling and we're grafted in to national Israel. We don't replace them.
Right.
But we're grafted into them.
Yeah.
And we partake of the heavenly calling of Jesus Christ to be kings and priests on the earth. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 5.
Yeah.
And other places all throughout the Bible.
Absolutely.
1 Peter chapter 1. There's many references to us being a holy nation. Kings and priests unto our God.
Yeah.
Right? Bought with the blood, cleansed. And now we have not only a kingly duty to rule and reign with him, to subdue and have dominion, but also to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth with the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And that's where we partake of that. We are blessed. Why? So we can be a blessing.
Yes.
So we can show God to the nations. That's that's where I believe Jabez was. That's where I believe Jacob was.
Yes.
I want the blessing. Jacob knew he'd already promised to tithe to God.
Right.
But he also knew God had promised me this land.
Yeah.
To give to me and my descendants.
Right. So even when he's saying increase me, what's he really saying?
He's really asking God to reverse the curse, I think.
Yes.
In many ways. He's asking God, I've been called pain so long. I don't want to cause pain.
Right.
I want to bring a blessing to others. I want people to, when they say Jabez, I want them to think,
yes,
I like that guy.
And that's where you can see his motivation was not just, you know, expand my territory, but also not evil to come upon me. Oh, because he understood if I'm blessed, this is what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm fulfilling what you've asked
and
us to do.
And many times with blessings and with increase in territory and influence and that sort of a thing and oversight comes evils, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those who desire to be rich in this world.
Yeah.
Pierce their souls with many evils, right? That's New Testament now.
Yeah.
And talking about that increase and that sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. And so we're not greedy for gain.
Yeah.
Godliness, right, is great gain.
Right.
And that's where we have to watch our motives and our hearts and what we're really after. Am I after the blessing of God, the capacity to succeed so that I can be a blessing?
Right.
You know, why do I want a blessed marriage so that I can be a blessing to my wife? Why do I want a blessed parenting so I can be a blessing to my children?
Yeah.
Why do I want to have blessed finances so that I can share with those in need? You know, you see the connection. There's a lot of things. Why do I want to have a blessed business so that I can represent Christ in the business world?
Yep.
And bring the kingdom into that place, you know? Why do I want to have blessed teaching so that I can influence those that I teach and those that are my colleagues in the things of God and represent, again, that king priest.
Yeah.
I can rule and reign in this area, but also I can represent God.
Yeah. No, we are doing things for so far beyond us. I have great grandparents that I never met that planted churches in little ranches in the middle of nowhere, Mexico, that had Bible studies that had, like, you know, they were praying, fasting, believing, sowing seed that they didn't reap in their lifetime.
Mm.
You know, no one knows their names, just like no one might not ever know our names. But in generations to pass, should the Lord tarry, prayerfully, our children's children will be blessed, have a legacy of serving God, building his kingdom until he does come.
Yeah.
And I think those are the things when we talk blessing. That's why I mentioned the perverted idea.
Yeah.
And that's why I love that we're not shying away from saying, yeah, go be blessed. Because we could, all the naysayers, oh, you're like that. You just want to be like, guys, what do we do with, like you said, in this, what do we do with these verses?
What do you do with the
verses? I can't erase this thing that said he wants to bless us. Now, it's not our motivation. It's not our motivation to be blessed, but our expectation is that we will be blessed.
Yes.
Because that's what the word of God says. And we can't present the word to you and ask you to believe certain things and not the others, because maybe there's some naysayers about it, or you might get a blog or a podcast about how we're wrong. But look at the Bible.
Look
there's
at the
receipts
Bible.
Right here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And words like success, words like rewards. Look them up in a concordance. Look them up on your search, you know, and find a good Bible program. Look up those words and then read the scriptures and let them speak to you. And I think that's where, if we're going to get a vision for the year ahead of what the blessing of God can look like, understand the blessing is never just central to us. Yeah. It's always supposed to be an expansive, overflowing blessing.
Yeah.
When the cup runneth over, the coaster and the table gets blessed, right? Yeah. Everything around you gets saturated with the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
I love the scripture in the Psalms where it says that he'll crown your year with his goodness and your paths will drip with abundance. Everywhere you go, you're just walking in the blessings of God. And there is a crown on your head, absolutely. But also, where you're walking, you're leaving blessings behind you, because where there's dripping and abundance, there's growth, there's life, you're bringing that where you walk.
Right.
And I think that's the important part, is that we all have spheres of influence, places where God wants us to put the soles of our feet. And wherever we go, we can bring that richness and that goodness that God has for us, but for others, even more so.
Okay, Pastor. Well, you gave me the vision. I love this idea. I want to run with this. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to believe it. What happens when I'm not seeing it in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, when the fast is over?
Yeah.
In fact, not only am I not seeing it, I'm seeing some of the contrary, right? You talked about this year. Well, we can look at a year-end review and see, you know, we're going to see that God did some amazing things. But in the midst of some of the challenges, where do I go to? What do I lean on?
Well, we talked about mentality, and the mentality has to be that I'm going to play the long game.
That's good.
If this is the vision for the year, it's going to take a year, right? It's not going to take 2 days.
Right.
It's going to take a year to really see what this increase will look like. And the other thing is to remember that in that year, there will be resistance.
Right.
There will be resistance from the flesh. My flesh can get in the way. There will be resistance from man. Because the systems of this world are swayed by the wicked one. And there's always opposing resistance to the vision of God. There will be spiritual resistance, because the devil's prowling around seeking whom he may devour. He would love nothing more than to stop the vision that God has for you. And I believe that's why, when you see the working of the devil, Satan, the word Satan is actually adversary in the Old Testament. And he comes against the people of God. That's why he came against Job. That's why he came against the children of Israel and put it in David's heart to number the children of Israel. That was pride.
Yeah.
That was a snare. He came against the high priest in Zechariah, right? You can see this all throughout the Bible. And that's where we have to recognize and realize that there will be resistance. There will be pain points throughout the year. There will be shortfalls. There will be times that we don't see the things that we want, but that's where we wrestle with God, right? Until.
Okay. Yes.
Until. God, until you bless me.
Yeah.
It may take a year.
Yeah.
It may take 6 months.
Right.
You know, it may take 2 days. I don't know. You know, that's up to God. But really, I believe that's where we have to think in our minds, I'm going to play the long game, you know? It's funny because it's football season right now, and my son, he was a football player. He's really into it, and the family has two teams that they kind of go back and forth between. And so, you know, they're going to play each other coming up soon.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to watch the games go on, because one team can get way ahead early on, and it can be discouraging for the other team, you know, and you see their fans slumped, even in the house, the smack talk, you know, one side is really going after it and boasting and what, you know. But I think of one of the ungodly kings that said, hey, don't let him who boasts, who puts on his armor, like the one who takes off his armor, right? It's not the early part that makes it. It's it's how you end and how you finish. And I think that's the mentality we have to have, because come that game day, right, second half of that game, I've seen teams come back, and it's been like, oh, my gosh, you know, to where it comes down to the final second. I mean, it's exciting. It's like, you know, everybody's coming out of their skin and screaming at the television, all that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, in a game that has no impact on our lives, we can do that. And we love it. We actually like the rush.
Right.
But then when it happens to our lives, we're like, I hate this.
Yep.
We feel like we're on a roller coaster and God's over there next to us just having a good old time. And we're freaking out, passing out, you know, all that kind of stuff. But really, that's where, hey, God's in control. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Recognize mm-hmm. the advances of the enemy. Recognize the deception of the flesh, deceitfulness of wealth, desire for other things. Those things that can come in and choke the word.
Yeah.
Persecution, those things that can scorch the word. The demonic that can come and steal the word. Those sorts of things. Receive it with understanding. Amen. And through patience, possess your soul. Endure. You will produce. Galatians say? It says that we will reap
mm-hmm.
if...
Yep.
It's a big old word, right? The biggest little word in the Bible.
Yeah.
If we do not lose heart. You got to endure those things and press through to get to the place where you will see the blessing.
Mm-hmm. That's so good, Pastor. Well, thank you so much. Hey, thank you all for tuning in. Again, this is part one. Next week, we'll have Pastor Jessica with us as we go into, again, what we're looking at, what increase. But in the meantime, start to get your heart ready, prepare for that increase, for the blessing that God has for you, your motivation versus your expectation. Man, we're so glad you joined us.
I would encourage you guys to get alone and get your own personal driving vision and pray. Wrestle with God like Jacob and Jabez. I love the fact that they both start with the letter J.
Yeah.
When you said that, it just went off on the inside.
Yeah.
Here's two men, and you know their lives parallel each other.
Very much so.
Get in your fast. Get in your prayer time. Get alone with God. Wrestle these things out, and have that heart that says, God, that you'd bless me. That you'd bless me, God. I want to be a blessing to others. I don't want my life to be what it has been in the past, but God, it's time to progress. It's time to move forward. It's time to get free of those things. I think that's why freedom was on my heart for this year too.
No,
time to get free of those things from the past.
Yeah.
And let's, because you're free from something, but you're also free to.
So good. Come on.
Come on.
Preach.
Wow. Hey,
this is changing the message.
Woo!
Awesome.
Next week. Pastor Jess will be here. So bring the fire.
Love you guys. God bless you. Talk to you soon.